This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand today, tonight, just to thank you and praise you for your grace, your mercy, your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I come to you, precious Father, as I decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in me increase this night and forevermore. Look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. Because there is sin that so easily beset as we just shake it off. I said, put it in thy hand, put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, might you have me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this vessel of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for salvation and go forward that the kingdom of God may grow this night. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. And we also will be looking at Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. And the word of God says in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 through 9, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's indeed a privilege and a pleasure to come before you tonight by the use of the internet, hallelujah, to be able to minister on a local level, preach and teach, and be able to reach people on a global level. Even in this pandemic, the word of God is still being lifted up. That name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. Tonight we are talking about there is a due season for everything. There is a due season for everything. And there is a season when your harvest is due. Bible says in the book of Psalms 103 verse 7, it tells us that God made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in these days that we are living in the same way that God made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, he wants to make his ways known to us as well as his acts. Here in 2021, many believers in Christ are focusing in on getting God to act on their behalf. Yet they have not taken time to learn God's ways. God's ways are different from our ways. His ways are higher and his ways are sure. As believers in Christ, God gives us incredible promises as part of our covenant relationship with him. But these promises are conditional on a step of faith and obedience on our part. Yes, God will, if we will. In other words, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Beloved, one of God's primary methods of blessing his people is through the seed time and harvest principle. It is a principle, God says, that shall not cease as long as the earth remains. You see, the seed time and harvest principle, it is also an established law of nature. Here, when we look at it in the New Testament, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, use withal, it shall be measured to you again. If we give sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. If we give abundantly, we will reap abundantly. So believer in Christ, every day we are sowing seeds that will later produce a harvest in our lives. So there is a due season for you and I as born-again believers. A new season that will cause our harvest to come. Again, the word of God reminds us in the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 1, to everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heavens. Yes, we have read in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, through 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Yes, we can sow to the flesh, or we can sow to the spirit. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It's a decision that we, as born-again believers in Christ, must make on a daily basis. We, Bible says that we are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. How can two walk together unless they agree? So the decision that we make on a daily basis as a child of God is to sow either to the flesh, which will cause us to reap corruption, or to sow to the Spirit. Shall the Spirit reap life everlasting? And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there will be times in your walk with the Lord where you will get weary. You will get weary in your body. You will get weary by your mind being tormented by the enemy of our soul. But we must be alert and always be mindful that we do have an enemy, which is the devil. Bible says in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Our conjunction, let us know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not be weary. Let us take a stand, be steadfast, unmovable in the promises. Yes, the wind will blow, the water may rise, trouble may come, but trouble won't last. So we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes of the devil. Let us not lose heart or faint not, because there is a due season for everything. There is a season when your harvest is due, when your ship will come in if you don't faint. Yes, beloved, God expects us as his children not to grow weary in well-doing. We as believers in Christ are to continue in the discipline of faith. See, the Bible says that in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It also says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, if you fall short, you miss the mark. Come to God wholeheartedly, honest, with a broken spirit. And let him know that you blew it. Let him know how sorry you are for missing the mark, how sorry you are that you fell in sin. But he has given us a way out. God is a good God. We must humble ourselves and come to him wholeheartedly, honestly, and fully be persuaded in our own mind and heart to do what's right in his eyesight. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember what due season means. This season is, it is a special period of time when you shall receive that which is rightfully belonging to you. What you reap is what you sow. People of God, be encouraged tonight. God has seen our faithfulness. God has heard our prayers. God has listened to our cries. So don't give up because your due season is on the way. Your due season is on the horizon. Stand strong in the Lord. Have your mind renewed on a daily basis. Come to the conclusion that you will stand regardless of what situation and trouble that may come your way. You see, the Bible says, if God be for you, who or what can be against you? So we become overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Beloved, your due season is coming. So don't be weary in well-doing. For in due time and season, you shall reap if you faint not. Yes, beloved. If you remain faithful to God's word, faithful to his promises, God promised he will, God promises you, he will reward you for the stand that you take. When it comes to our faith being tested, let us be steadfast, unmovable. Let us take a stand. Let us put the world behind us and the cross before us. You see, God promises. He promised you as his child that you will reap in your due season. This is not a possibility. No, it is a guarantee by the word of God. Behold, beloved, due season refers to an appointed time, and it is not an appointed time based on our timetable. No. However, the appointed time that God is referring to, it is based on his divine calendar. So, child of God, again, if you are tempted to question God's timing, remember that God, he uses time in order to mature you and to prepare you for the next level. Isn't that a blessing to know that God will promote you when he sees that you are ready to go to the next level? You see, God wants you to have the very best in this life. God is putting your life and character in order so that when your harvest comes, you will be prepared to receive it. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a due season for everything. There is a due season for you as a believer in Christ. There is a season when your harvest is due, not according again to your timetable, but according to God's divine calendar. God is a good planner. He knows when you're ready. He knows when you have completed the test of faith in your life. As believers in Christ, one of the most vital and important things you must always remember in walking out your destiny, it is that life is lived out in seasons. Again, we are reminded in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. It says to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Just as there are seasons in the natural realm, there are seasons in your walk with God on a spiritual level. And in fulfilling your divine purpose, understanding this can help you to keep in step with what God is doing in your life and in keeping you from unnecessary frustration along the Christian journey to heaven. You see, sometimes the right action to take is determined by what season you are in. I'm going to say that again. My brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes the right actions to take is determined by what season you are in. You see, beloved, different times requires different responses, different seasons has different purposes. As a child of God, it will be very helpful in your Christian journey of discovering and fulfilling your destiny when you understand what spiritual season you are in. Beloved, God has a due season, an appointed time for certain things to take place in your life. So it is important that you understand this concept so that you can grow as God intended in each spiritual season in His appointed time for your life. Yes, there is a due season for everything. People of God, when we look around in our micro way of society here in 2021, we often expect things to happen without cultivation and without time. You see, in the kingdom of God, there is a process that takes place. A process of planting, a process of watering, and a process of nourishing until a harvest is finally reaped. This is a key nugget, spiritual nothing that you should consider. I'm going to say this again for those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date. In the kingdom of God, there is a process of planning. There is a process of watering. And there is a process of nourishing until his harvest is finally reaped. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this principle applies to all areas of our lives, whether spiritually, financially, relationally, or otherwise. And again, it certainly applies to the walking out of our destiny on a daily basis. You see, the word of God says in 1 Peter 5, verse 6, for us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that God may exalt us in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. My brothers, this is the question. There is a due season for everything.
Thank you, Lord. I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
me.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Jesus loveth us. Because the Bible says so. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. For those that be listening at a later date, we just bless the Lord for being able to bring forth his word. Hallelujah, through the use of the internet. We are grateful and thankful because God has allowed us thus far to have this tool that is made available to us to use to reach others beyond the four walls of a building. Because we are the church. We have been called for such a time as this in 2021. So I come in complete agreement with you that are listening tonight. If whatever your need is, that Bible says if any two of us come in agreement, such as anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Amen. So if you believe that God is willing, able, and ready to meet your need, to answer your prayer, to honor your request, amen, we are come in complete agreement with you concerning it. This, amen, and God is still in the miracle working business. We serve a God that still sits high and look low. He knows us all by name, excuse me, the very hairs on our head. So again, tonight we are talking about walking in your due season. There is a season when your harvest is due. Now you may be have prayed a long time. And you may have been believing God for something to come to pass quick and in a hurry. But as we remember, as we mature in the Lord, our faith will be tested. Our faith will be tried as fire. Hallelujah. So we, as born-again believers, as we learn more, we want to do more as we understand the word of God. We want to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. So here again in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 6 and 7, it says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God has called us to humble ourselves and for us to trust that he will promote us at the right time, his time. Hallelujah. So on the path of fulfilling our destiny, God is the one who elevates us along our Christian journey. Beloved, it is God's desire to exalt us. So walk in humility and trust that God will promote us in due season according to his own timetable, his plans, and God's purpose. Yes, child of God, once you are called into the beloved family of God, you are launched into a season of training. Sometimes we want to put the cart before the horse. Sometimes we want to be promoted before we are ready. Remember these three things that goes hand in hand, and it takes place in life, in our spiritual life. We may receive our calling, but we may not be ready to step out because there is a preparation period that has to take place in order for total fulfillment. So again, when you receive God's calling, in your life. For an example, when David received his call to be the second king to the nation of Israel, at the age of 12, he was taking care of his father's sheep. In other words, he was a shepherd boy. And as the years went by, preparation took place because David became a friend to Saul's son named Jonathan. And they became good friends. David, King Saul, was troubled by a spirit, an ungodly spirit. And he was summoned to have a musician to come to his house in the palace where he was king. He was the first king that the people have chosen from the nation of Israel. David was summoned to come to play music to soothe King Saul. Well, King Saul got jealous of David because David went to battle with King Saul and his army. And the people were fond of David. And they would say, Saul killed 1,000 and David killed 10,000. During this preparation time, God was preparing David for the throne. David, meanwhile, had got into a situation where jealousy came King Saul's life to want to kill David. David talked to Jonathan about it, and Jonathan and David came up with a plan. He told David to go from the house of Saul, and he'll let him know when it's time to return. David left, and he was waiting for a sign. Jonathan, the son of Saul, which was a good friend with David, went out to the field, and he shot an arrow in the direction where David was. And he met up with David and told him the plan, the plot to kill him by his father Saul. Well, Saul, because of his disobedience, God had already lifted up his spirit from Saul. And he had placed it on David as a young man. So again, David had to wait until the proper time, God's appointed time, to come forth to become the king, the second king of the nation of Israel. So again, when we as God's children, as a child of God, receive God's call in our lives, we must submit to God's process and trust that he will release us into the fullness of our calling at his chosen time. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the clay in the potter's hand. God is the potter. He knows how to make us, strip us. He knows how to peel away the impurities out of our lives. And he knows how to strip us of all ungodly deeds and call us for such a time as this. God did a work in David, and he desired to do a work in each one of his children. At God's a chosen and appointed time, he will bring us forth. But we must walk it out in our appointed season, our due season. You see, there's a season when your harvest is come, is due. Harvest time will surely come. There's no doubt about it. It is a guarantee. It is guaranteed to happen. But we must still walk in obedience to what God's word is saying, to the instruction that is given on an individual basis as we go to our prayer closet and pray on a daily basis to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God, agreeing as one. We must pray and fast and seek God's face, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't abandon the field in which you have sown. Yes, God is faithful. He will not be mocked. What a man soweth, he shall reap. If we want to reap God's best, be mindful that goodness and holiness will pay off. We must live a life that is holy, a life that is holy in God's eyesight. We must walk as Jesus walked. We must become the light of the world. We must be light in the area of darkness. See, this world as we know it is decaying on a daily basis. Darkness and ungodliness is taking hold of this world. But we, as born-again believers of Christ, we have been called out of the worldly influence. We have repented of the sins we were in. We are waiting to occupy while Jesus comes back again. That's why we can't get weary in well doing. We will reap if we faint not. Yes, brothers and sisters, your ship will come in. Beloved, always remember this, that we serve a God of seasons. We see it. We see it in creation, how God created the four seasons that are based upon in the physical realm, that is based upon the rotation of the earth as it orbits the sun. You see, the seasons changes, but the earth moves. The seasons changes as the earth moves, but the sun in our planetary system, it remains constant, and everything revolves around it. So people of God, much like the earth, our lives should revolve around the Son of God, capital S-O-N, which is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Child of God, your life will change, and you will enter in Exodus, many seasons in life. But the Son, Jesus Christ, he remains the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, God does not measure seasons with clocks and calendars as man do. But God, through, he measures seasons through truth and revelation. Whenever God gives you, as a born-again believer, a fresh word, you have just stepped in into a new season. There is a new season for everything. See, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this, that he which begun a good work in you will carry it out until the completion of Christ Jesus. People of God, change is indefinite, and it is going to happen. So always be mindful of the fact, child of God, that there is purpose for every season in life that you are in. Remember, if you remain faithful to God's word, God promises you that you will reap in your appropriate time and season. This is not a possibility. It is a guarantee. You see, your new season again, which means it is your time. What a blessing to always remember. Yes, child of God, so often when we sin, we think that we have avoided the consequences because we don't see the immediate effect of our action. But notice that eventually your sin will catch up with you. You see, again, the Bible, the Word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth, it reminds us, people of God, that God is not mocked, because he will hold you, every human being, to accountability for the life that we live. Child of God, you will either sow according to your flesh, or you will sow according to the Spirit. So it is important for the believer in Christ to always remember that his or her soul have been redeemed as born-again believers. But we still live in our bodies, which is marred by our nature, the sin nature that we inherit from Adam and Eve. Yes, walking in our appointed season, the Apostle Paul reminds us, and he knows how discouraging a life can be for followers of Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says again here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory and the appearing of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, even the pressure of the devil, Satan, Satan can get our focus distracted. So we as born-again believers, we must keep our focus, our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We must look on to the hills from where cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. People of God, we are to live a life with eternity in view. Because when this life is past, only what is done for Christ is going to last. Believer in Christ, opportunities will come for you to bless others, for you to give sacrificially, and for you to share your knowledge, your skill, and expertise in your spiritual walk with God. You see, when these opportunities come, when they come along, understand this, that you are not to waste time. So sow seeds of the Spirit so that you will reap eternal life, that God will divinely reward you for the good that you have done. So whether the harvest is good and helpful, it all depends, and it is determined by the type of seeds you are sowing. Yes, beloved, sow seeds for your harvest. Again, we are reminded in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 22, the 8th clause of the verse says, while the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and harvest, and it will not cease. A question may be asked, what is seed? Seed is anything that you give, whether it be your time, your money, your faith, your hope, your resources, or your love for God and for his people. The most important part of sowing is the heart behind the gift. If your heart is right, then your giving will be right. Child of God, get very aggressive about reaping your harvest. You might become a sower and a mower. But God remembers every seed that you have sown. We just hope and pray that through the teaching here tonight, that there was something that we'll can glean from, that will give you encouragement for this week's journey, that will help you to understand that even during this pandemic, even during this quarantine time at the house, we can still be effective in our walk with God. Where it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Indeed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. There may be one, or there may be someone that's telling my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the hour for you to get right with God. This is the time to make things right with Him. Don't put off tonight, which don't put off tomorrow, which you can do tonight. If that's you, give your life to Christ. Jesus is coming back for the church without spot, limits, or wrinkle. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can contact us by writing to Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Have a blessed night and a prosperous, blessed, and safe week. God's willing, Jesus said, we will be back on the air this Friday at 6 p.m. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless. Amen. And amen.